Political debates often talk about open markets and free trade, but fair trade is something quite different.
Fair trade is a socioeconomic business model grounded in human rights advocacy. It's a business model that looks at producers and artisans getting paid a fair wage, having good working conditions, using sustainable business practices, looking at child labor and promoting policies against child labor, advocating for women's rights, advocating for health care, education, and community improvements in developing communities.
Julie Kawahara is the owner of Kindred, a fair trade gift shop in downtown Santa Rosa. She's also part of the group of local business people whose advocacy recently earned Santa Rosa an official Fair Trade Town designation. Doing so, she says, required meeting a series of benchmarks.
We were required to identify 23 businesses and 23 organizations that support fair trade. That was the minimum. And we did exceed that. However, there could be more because we kind of did stop our efforts when we hit the 23 benchmark.
The designation is made by Fair Trade Towns USA, an Oakland-based nonprofit. Courtney Lang, a national organizer for the group, says the number of these towns is on the upswing globally.
There are now just over 1,700 fair trade communities in the world, and there are about 24 countries that have national offices like Fair Trade Campaign.
Santa Rosa has just become the 44th fair trade town in the United States and the 10th in California, but just the second in Sonoma County. Healdsburg was first in 2011. Lang says that's proof that community size is incidental in gaining this status.
It depends on the culture of the community. If there is a more conscious consumer culture, then you're going to see the ability to increase product availability, raise awareness, and get this resolution passed through city council.
As the movement has gained strength, says Kawahara, monitoring groups have been formed to measure the impact these stores and towns are having at the source of the products. One, focused on India, is Matribhumi, based in Austin, Texas, and founded by a man named Manish Gupta.
The founder developed an impact report that really showed how artisan lives were improved, educational scholarships were allocated, access to health care was significantly improved. When companies are able to demonstrate an improvement not only to their financial bottom line but to the social bottom line, is really inspiring for us as retailers and advocates for fair trade.
That also provides Kawahara with a solid answer when asked if fair trade goods are more expensive.
If your bunch of bananas costs you 50 cents more but helps protect children's rights and promotes women's rights and protects the environment and makes sure that people get paid a fair wage and have good working conditions, doesn't that 50 cents buy you a lot? So if fair trade does cost more, and it doesn't necessarily have to cost more, but if it does, if you were making a charitable donation, I would say that you're getting a lot of return on your investment there.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.